So what the hell happened to you in China? I mean, when last we left you, you were totally in love with, you know.
I know I was, but there was always this little voice inside that kept saying, it's never going to happen. Move on. You know whose voice that was?
God?
It was you, pal.
Well, maybe it was God doing me.
Look, you were right, okay? She looks at me and sees a friend. That's all. And then I met Julie, and I don't know, we're having a great time. And I have to say, I never would have gone for it with her if it hadn't been for you.
Well, you owe me one, big guy.
Here's your lemonade.
I didn't order lemonade.
Oh. Well, then you better go take that back, because they're going to charge you for that.
But,
go. Come on. Okay. So, what did you find out?
He said... He said they're having a great time. I'm sorry. But the silver lining, if you want to see it, is that he made this decision all by himself. Without any outside help whatsoever.
How is that a silver lining?
You have to really want to see it.
Ironically, these are the guys who were picked last in gym.
Steve, you know what I'm thinking?
Oh, okay.
Hal, it's been so long since you've had sex, you're wondering if they've changed it?
No, although now that's what I'm thinking.
All right, so what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that you gave the guy such great haircuts, I thought maybe you'd like to do mine.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because I'm incredibly anal and an unbelievable control freak.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not, but you are. I'm trying to spare your feelings.